Jerry Bader Show 1022. I don't even know what he means by that. Chief Oshkosh used to be a beer. Does that qualify? Qualify for what? I mean, I know he's talking about the Native American mascot thing. Well, Chief Oshkosh Beer, Pontiac Automobiles, Hiawatha, was that a... That was a brand for a bunch of sporting goods stuff. Hiawatha, what the... Did they make bikes? I'm thinking maybe they did. It was, it was a brand of a sports store that's gone now. You know, like J.C. Higgins is Sears. It was a store brand like that. I think it was a lot of things. I think it was bicycles, fishing equipment. I don't remember now. I could be way off on that, but I know it was some type of brand. We did. We used to celebrate Native Americans that way. I want to get on something else here. We haven't done this in a while. After 10:30, by the way, how the GOP should fix Obamacare. I don't like that headline, and you'll see at 10:35. From then to now, though, I wanted to do something we haven't done in a long time. From now to then. From then to now. From now to then, unless you're traveling backwards in time. From now to then, I want to do something else. I want to do basically a public opinion survey. But I do, when you call, I want you to explain. We're going to do this two ways. You can text your opinion to 79489. I will tell you what it is in just a minute, and we'll take some calls on this. Governor Scott Walker's book was released yesterday. I've had it for almost a week. I've been reading it. We've got copies to give away. A lot of people feel that that book is an effort to get him ready to run for president in 2016. If you read the book, it does read a lot that way. He talks about how governors, such as himself, have succeeded where Washington has failed. And he seems to think that the remedy for what ails Washington is someone like him or Bobby Jindal or Kasich or even Christie. He sounds like someone who's running for president. Russ Feingold today, his group, a liberal political group actually, founded by Feingold, announced it's taking on Governor Walker. Progressives United said today that Walker could seek to run for president in 2016, so they want to snuff him out in the 2014 race for governor. If he loses the governor's race, he is not a viable presidential candidate. I want your opinion on this. Again, you can text it to 79489. But I also want you to call 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Do you think the presidential talk hurts his chances of winning next year? Do you think the presidential talk hurts his chances of winning next year? And let me expound upon that just a little bit. If he really is looking at running, if he really is, does that take his eye off the ball of getting reelected? And let me give you an analogy. Think Mike Holmgren, 1998, when he apparently already had one foot in Seattle. And looking back on that, a lot of people are convinced that really hurt the Packers, that he knew he was going to Seattle. He wanted to go to Seattle. He wanted the coach GM, which he didn't think he was going to ever get in Green Bay. And then out of spite, Ron Wolf gave it to Mike Sherman. Do you think this talk, this speculation, and if he really is looking at it, do you think it hurts his chances of winning next year as governor? In other words, is it dangerous? Is it looking too far ahead when you need to get reelected in 2014. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Or you can text your opinion to 79489. Let's start with Brown County Chairman Republican Mark Becker. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Jerry. Good. How are you? Long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think what it does is it... I think it will rally the Democrats a little bit. So then what we're going to have to do, you know, as the locals, as Republicans, we have to rally around and kind of sharpen our sword, too. So what we're going to have to do is really work that much harder, because what's going to happen is that the Democrats, not just statewide, but nationwide, are going to see, okay, well, Scott Walker will scare them because his policies have worked, and that's what he's going to run on if he does choose to run as a presidential candidate. So it's going to sharpen what we have to do here, you know, in the next, 13 months.
I think, quite frankly, it really, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it really energizes the liberal base because here in Wisconsin, because if they can take credit for stopping his national political career, snuffing it out in the cradle, they would love nothing more than to do that. And I'll be honest, I think he is looking at running for president. You read the book, which I've read about half of it. I think he is, but I don't know that. But two, I think it does make his job much more difficult next year.
Yeah, I can't wait to read that book. I mean, from the excerpts that I've seen and all the reviews I've heard, it's fantastic. But I do think, yeah, you know, all the attention is going to be drawn to him. And you know how wild that pendulum swings here in Wisconsin. I mean, from electing him in the recall to electing Tammy Baldwin as senator. I mean, my goodness, it's going to be a fight. That is for sure. Not just Wisconsin, but so many nationwide special interests are going to get involved in this one.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. On that point, now, in the polls, he's not riding that high nationally right now. He's not really a front runner for the presidential race in 2016. So the national money probably isn't all that excited. But in Wisconsin, if they think they hate him, they hate him. And I think that this will embolden them to do whatever they can to stop him here in Wisconsin. Doug in Plymouth. Doug, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Yeah, the only point I was going to make was it did seem to hurt Chris Christie, who just regained his governorship in the election.
Yeah. Now, that's true. However, here's the counterargument to that. That Chris Christie is no Scott Walker. That Chris Christie is actually more moderate. He did some tough things in the same vein that Scott Walker did, but that in fact Walker is much more conservative than he is. So
yeah,
you know, so that really that the presidential aspirations didn't. Although that's a good point, though. All right, I'll tell you what folks are saying at 79489 in 5 minutes. We can take a few more calls. I'll tell you specifically what I think as well in five. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.